Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Margie and Glenn Burney, what are you doing?
Hanging out with you guys right now.
Gina, get the heck out of here, would you?
All right.
Okay. She got to go. She can't hear the questions, the trivia. It's weekend events themed. You're playing for two tickets to Neo and Akon July 17th. Jiffy Lube Live.
Yes.
What?
I said yes. I'm excited.
Oh, all right, good. I thought you were like yelling at the dog or something. All right, question number one. We always do this on Mondays. What was the number one movie from this past weekend?
I believe Toy Story 5.
Yep, still on top of the list, which is good. Question two. Tall ships and blue angels have been in the area. Tell me, what was the event called, or what is the event called?
Fleet Week?
Oh, it's not Fleet Week. All right, we'll get the right answer in just a second. You had such confidence, too. Question three. This is so easy. The clue is in the question. This Chicago football team is going to appear in a Hallmark Christmas movie this holiday season. It's right up Gina's alley. It is called Holiday Touchdowns, a blank, because it's their name, a blank love story. Which team?
A Bears love story.
There it is. All right, let's bring Gina back in. Two out of three ain't bad. All of a sudden, I made that a country song.
Yeah.
All right, question one, Gina. What was the number one movie from this weekend?
Toy Story 5.
There it is, still on top.
Mm-hmm.
Question number two. The Tall Ships and the Blue Angels have been in the area. What's the event called?
Sail 250.
Boom, there it is. Officially,
oh, that's right.
Officially Sail 250 Maryland and Air Show Baltimore.
But you sound like Westmore. It's Maryland.
It's right. Maryland.
Okay.
Because we're Maryland.
We're Marylanders, and that's what Maryland does.
Question three, you're going for the clean sweep. This Chicago football team is going to appear in a Hallmark Christmas movie this holiday season. It's called Holiday Touchdowns, a blank love story. Which team?
The Bears.
There it is.
Of course.
Bears love story.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. They've done that for like the Chiefs and some other team too. Bills, maybe, I think.
I got you.
That's
you seen them?
Of course.
I knew this was right
up your
alley.
Of course I have. Margie, are you a Hallmark gal too?
Sometimes. My mom really is, though.
Aww.
And my dad.
Oh, that's cute.
Get out of town.
Yeah, because you know what? Sometimes they like a nice story that wraps up at the end. Nothing too tough, you know.
Yes.
Margie, get fired up. You're going to Neo and Akon July 17th. Jiffy Lube Live.
Thank you.
That's how we do it.
It's the only station where you can lose and still win. I'll tell you what.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Margie from Glen Burnie, reaping the rewards. I love it.
We'll do it again tomorrow. College of Knowledge on today's 101.9.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.